reflected on what I said last week.
Yeah.
And you know what I was missing? I was missing a high chair and a bib. So with a high chair and a bib.
Wait. How was you trying to finish your son?
On my lap.
Madness.
Madness.
I've only been in this game about 8 months, but I could have told you that.
What kind of Bear Grylls parenting is this?
He thought he was in Lagos, mate.
Welcome to another episode of Late Nights and Them Wet Wipes. I am your co-host, Michael Akadiri, and to my left, I have got...
Yeah, Kazeem Jamal.
What the rascal was that? That's what I was waiting for, man. I was thinking, wait, he hasn't introduced himself properly until he gets the secular thing. And to my... Oh, it's a curve with this. With our new seating arrangement, if you're on the visual, I've got...
Darren Griffiths.
Boom blast.
I fucking hate this catchphrase,
man. Why do you hate the catchphrase, man? That's a catchphrase. I only do it on the pod now, actually. Don't say it on stage. Darren told me to do a set recently. I don't think I said boom blast once.
No, I don't think he did.
Yeah, so it's just a podcast thing.
All right. He said wickedness.
That's my stage thing, the wickedness. The wickedest thing. The wickedest thing.
Woolwich man, bruv. Yeah,
come on, man. Where are you? Where the flip you messing with, huh? Boy.
That's for Clay. Can you, first of all, can you stop baiting out?
That current location. Oh, my bad. Sorry, I thought it was the ex location. I didn't know.
Are even like surrounding areas? Like
he's going right at the street.
His postcode is
Tennyson.
I left
42.
I left Lewisham, but it's in my heart. That's why I came in blue today. Blue bar done. No,
stay in school, blue kids. Bins.
Stay in school, kids. Blue bins, but gold crown.
Is Lewisham the only bar that has blue bins?
I doubt it's the only borough that's got blue bins, but I reckon it's the only borough that refers to itself as blue.
I think that's because I think everyone else is black or green, isn't it? I think you guys are.
I don't even know if they still got blue bins.
I think they do. When I worked there a few years ago,
blue, even though it might not be, but blue bins. It's definitely blue bins.
Yeah, we call it the deep blue around here.
Deep blue.
We might get bit by a shark, fam.
They got the same thing in Liverpool, you know.
I heard Adam Rowe talking about it.
For real?
My old manager at work, it was Liverpool guy, and he had his fantasy football team. This is a full manager in a corporate
firm. Yeah, his big man, football team big man, corporate man.
Purple Bids FTM, and FTM is Fuck the Matrix. Which
is your manager, Andrew Tate.
That's how they call the police off in Liverpool.
Matrix.
So, yeah. So he's flipping fantasy football team. With
they called them the Bizzies.
Yeah, with all like lawyers and other people. Purple Bids FTM.
FTM.
No, Adam Rose said it on a podcast. He was like, people try and claim they're from Liverpool, but they're from like St. Helens and that. Yeah, he's like, what colour's your bin? What colour's your bin?
Woolies is what they're called, isn't it? If they're not from actual side.
Get me. Big up them. Got them, yeah.
You don't believe it.
I didn't want to do this yet because then it looks like I'm saying losers. Big up Liverpool, fam.
Shout out Liverpool. Yeah, so let's get into the reflection section. You know what? I want to reflect on Sam, man.
All right.
I got something to reflect on. Last week, I was on this pod and I was lamenting the feeding stage. Giving up the food to the youth, them, because they're just going to be throwing up the mess everywhere, and it's a waste of time. And we coined the phrase last week of Henny and Aptamil. That's what you'll be doing. But you know what I've learned? I reflected on what I said last week, and you know what I was missing? I was missing a high chair and a bib. So with a high chair and a bib...
Wait. How was you trying to finish your son?
On my lap.
Madness.
Madness.
I've only been in this game about eight months, but I could have told you that.
What kind of Bear Grylls parenting is this?
He thought he was in Lagos, mate.
Lagos, as they say in Marvel. Lagos.
Shout out, thank the Portuguese for that. But man, I'm doing a Rough Riders, man. I'm doing it like a throwback, man. No high chair, no bib. It's a complete mess.
I hate when people speak in animal.
DMX, shout out DMX every time, but
right, he can't hear you. But okay.
Oh, okay, alright, oh, man. Man. We're talking about babies. You wanna go?
Shout out Darkman X. But I'm just letting you know, innit. I don't know if you heard.
I heard about what happened to Mr. Williams.
He's barking.
No, that's another guy. Somewhere.
All dogs go to heaven.
Yeah, exactly. He's barking.
All dogs go to heaven.
But yeah, I was doing it wrong, man. I was doing it wrong.
Of course you were, bruv. So, you didn't start with saying you ain't got... Oh, bruv. But you know, I think you came here and you was like, you know what? I'm going to say this, but I'm not going to tell these men I ain't got a high chair or bib.
But that was my experience. My experience of feeding him was that was a mess. I didn't realize I didn't have all the tools to do it correctly, but now I've got the tools. It's much simpler.
So you didn't have the tools. I said you didn't own a high chair before, or there wasn't a high chair in the house.
No, okay.
And you didn't know where it was.
Here we go. All right.
He just called me a fucking idiot. That's what that was. That's what that was.
Darren's back with Darren Griffiths like things.
That question was, you're a fucking idiot. The question's irrelevant. That's rhetorical. He just wanted to establish that you're a fucking idiot. That's all that was. And he didn't care about the answer. The answer's irrelevant to him. He already knew what he was trying to say. But so there was no high chair in the house.
There was no high chair.
And I don't know, bib. We ordered one. Shout out IKEA. And now...
Oh, which one did you get? I got mine from IKEA. But you ordered it. Why did you just go in, bro? There's one right around the corner in North London.
Oh, now we're doing that.
What is this?
Let's
stop this game.
It's not even that far from Tottenham.
Let's stop this game.
I don't claim Tottenham, so yeah, you can say what you want about Tottenham.
You better claim Tottenham. You live there.
I don't live. In fact, let's go.
For the man them come back for them. OFB man them come for you, bro. Abracadabra and head you on.
Broadwater Farm.
All you're going to hear on your doorstep is, hey, 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 hey.
And I'll be like, shh, shh, shh. So.
I spin this cute.
What? Hey.
What?
Hey!
Jeez.
Sorry, I've done enough.
Hey, count the time.
It's not counting this week.
That's crazy. That was crazy. I just established how crazy that was.
But you had no composure. You could just be like, I don't have a...
What? Okay, now you just doubled down. You doubled down on the craziness.
Hey, it's your fault we're here because you didn't have a high chair, bruv.
Yeah, all I was trying to say is that now with the high chair, with the bib, feeding is nice. You know what? Even earlier today, I was giving him some porridge. It was nice. He was eating it. He's taking to it well. So you know what? I reflected and I realized sometimes you need tools enable to do the things you may not be happy doing. But when you get the tools, you'll be happy doing it. Boom blast.
Bad workman blames his tools, but a shit workman doesn't even have tools.
Yeah, so I went from a shit workman to a very good workman because now I got the tools and now I'm happy to do it.
No, that's not how the saying works.
Well, that's how I remixed it.
You can't go from a shit workman to a very good workman because now you have the tools. Because the saying actually means a good workman will get the job done regardless.
Not the job done, he's fed.
But now you've got the tools. A good workman never blames his tools.
But I didn't have the tools.
He didn't have the tools to blame.
So he's a shit workman because he doesn't have tools.
But now I'm a very good one.
But a good workman, with or without tools,
come off
wouldn't
it.
Blame it.
Come off it.
You find
come
a way.
Off it. Come off it. Come
and
off
also,
it. You go a week without feeding your child, without no high chair, without no bib, and let's see how you do, workman.
All right, I'll do it.
I mean, I could...
Shake on it.
What are we betting on?
That you're going to feed
how
your
much
child.
Are you betting, sorry?
There's no money involved. Who said there's money involved? Maybe we've got Patreon. Why are we talking money?
The state of your top is what,
his head.
The state of your top is what's on the line. Where your child...
Say no more.
Just do it and then give it a couple weeks and then come report back to us. That's what I'm saying.
Watch me. I'm going to get one of them Ella packets and just squeeze it in his mouth.
No, it can't be cheating.
Workman never blamed this tool.
cheating.
I made it well. I've won already.
No,
because I found Darren impartial. I figured out a way to get it done. Did I not? Same with you in the cup.
He improvised.
Well, let's see. Let's. You're talking too early. You're moving like Arsenal in the Premier League. You're talking too early. So let's just.
So you spent time. 80 million on a winger that's not doing anything.
All I'm saying, it's a bit premature, isn't it? It's a bit premature.
Spending money
you're celebrating before you've even played.
Spending 80 million on a winger.
Too much celebration.
You should spend £1 of that to buy me some clearance.
You were celebrating too early. That's what I'm saying.
I support Brighton Hove Albion.
celebrate it too early.
No. Hey, this is a parenting podcast. Please don't bring football.
I can't lambast you too much for your parenting fail.
You learn.
As I had my own. Parenting fail.
Okay.
Well, go on.
So, took my daughter to gymnastics, but it's not a class. It's like just a free for all. They just have like all the equipment just out and stuff, like trampolines.
Yeah,
and stuff.
Yeah.
So they basically just run around just doing madness. So anyway, we was on like this proper high play mat. The problem is with the play mats, about three of them stacked on top of each other, and the one on top is bigger than the ones below. So if you go near the edge, it's on the drop. I'm aware of that. She's kind of aware of that. But anyway, as I'm stood there, she's on there, I've looked to my left and there's like a swing. And there's this kid walking in front of the swing. I'm thinking, rah, this kid's about to get clarted by this swing. What is going to happen? And I'm just there, like, transfixed on what's going to happen. Their parent manages to grab him out of the way of the swing.
Were you about to stop it? Or
was
you
No,
just
I was out of reach. I was
too late for you.
Nowhere near.
Let me tell you something, quick side note. Even if I was in reach, that's your business. You're not mine.
I was nowhere
near. Are you... So you're good witnesses rather than interveners. So
those that don't hear must feel.
Damn. Even if it's a 2-year-old
I mean, even if I'm with reach, I'm
it's not my business.
I know it's not. No one can tell you it is, but if you could prevent it.
No. Because if I prevent it, then that parent's not going to learn.
So you want...
So if they get their head mashed...
how much would it take of injury before you feel like, you know what, I should have done something?
There's no level. I'm not getting involved.
What about this? What if let me give a story. So the swings hit the child. Mm. Yeah. It swung back.
Yeah.
The child's still there. Are you just going to let the kid continue?
Yeah.
How many times?
As many as it takes.
The kid's there. He's fully frazzled. Like, they can't... They're like, why does the swing keep hitting me?
That Kevin Hart bit when he's like, I'm not getting on the bouncy castle. You better roll out. That's what I mean. You better roll away.
Survival skills.
Me and my son will be there like this. My son's like, I listen, so that's your business.
But here's the thing, though. So I'm watching this swing. Kid pulls out the way. I'm like, oh, phew. I look back on the top of the mat. Zadie's gone. I'm like, where is Zadie? And all I hear is like, I'm like, what? Ooh. I look down, she's falling off the
And this is why you don't save other kids.
And I'm like, you okay, darling? And she's like, yeah. I was like, because
are you more thinking in that situation, phew, she's not injured, or phew, I don't have to go A&E? Like, what's the relief?
All of it. It's just phew, she's not injured, because this drop is like, for us, not a high drop, but like, it was from about this high.
Yeah.
But luckily, because it's all gymnastics, the floor, the top, what she fell off was like a really soft mattress.
Yeah.
And what she fell onto was like a really firm mattress.
Mm.
But it was a bit of a drop still. Like, she could have dropped heads. She could have dropped in any way that she would have messed herself up, but she clearly just dropped in a decent enough way where it's just the impact and shock of I'm on something that boom, drops.
Yeah, because when you unexpectedly like drop, it is like a moment of like
I'm dying.
Yeah, where the fuck am I?
Yeah, and Lisa, because where she fell,
it feels like you're falling into the sunken.
Lisa, where she fell was that it was dark as well because of like where all the apparatus was. She fell into like a little
I'm
gap.
I'm dead. This is it.
So I'm looking for her. Like, wait, where is she? I think she's ran off. All just here, just like dip. I was like, oh no.
That's like the feeling like when you drop your phone and you know it's dropped face down and you just don't look down yet. You're just like, now I think that's my daughter. But
that's me.
If I don't see her, then
because in my head I was like, I don't want it to be her. But I also need it to be her because then I don't know where she is.
That's worst case scenario. Like, that's best case scenario.
Yes, I need it to be her. That.
So yeah, you rather her, but you know her location rather than her and unknown location.
I don't know where she is. So yeah, but she was fine. She was totally fine. Carried on playing that, but that momentary pit of like, I fucked my kid up because that's all parent is when they get to an age where they're moving around.
Yeah,
it's just preventing them. From fucking themselves up,
brother. I've lost tolerance now, yeah?
Right.
Where you
as work? I said, like, my son's on the move now.
Yeah, yeah.
And when I say he's on the move, like, I'm investing, I think I said this, I'm invested in a playpen.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah? Stay in there, bro. This brother's everywhere. This brother now wants to start pulling him up, himself up, and smacking the TV.
Yeah. Damn.
Brother? Go on.
Oh, you want it? You want him to feel?
Listen. Fam. he pulled the clothes horse today. I just looked at him. Go when, now he wants to pull doors. When you think he gets caught? Yeah? Touch that door again.
But are you going to be the dad that's going to be sitting there and he'd be like, you're a dickhead, you're dumb? Or are you going to be the dad that's like, oh, sorry that happened to you, son, but
huh?
I had to let you... No, no, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, what type of... Like, when you're sitting with him in A&E, like, what type of vibe is it going to be?
If we're sitting with him in A&E, this doctor's already, like, looking at potential clients, bruv. Setting up his own practice.
No, I'm just saying that, obviously, because there's different type of parents, innit, who are like, oh, like, right. You're letting him do his thing, innit? So it's just like, is it going to be like, oh... Now you know, like, sort of learning, or you're going to be like, you're dumb, you're a dickhead, see why you shouldn't have done it.
If I've told him more than one time,
yeah,
brother, leave that alone, or don't do that, and you bust yourself, then I'm in A&E like, you're chopping, bruv.
Mm.
This is on you, fam, because I told you.
You done told
don't
him.
Do it. And what did you do? You did it.
Yeah, I mean, we've...
And now look, no arm.
No.
man said... This shit out. You're
you're the one that wanted to be a goalkeeper.
Oh dear. Because he's gonna be like 15 with no arms. And get rude to him, like, just pulls up a picture where he had two arms. Remember this time? Remember you had two arms?
Yeah.
This is when you used to listen. This is when you used to listen.
This is when you were obedient.
That must be why they call him Stumpy. The funniest thing happened yesterday, yeah. So, I ordered McDonald's, yeah?
Mm.
And then they didn't get the order right. So, my missus goes back to McDonald's and gets some... I go make...
What, was you at home by this point? Were you, like, how did you get drive-thru?
Nah, or they delivered? They delivered.
Okay, right. Fine.
You got it wrong. My missus took it back.
That's serious.
Oh, she took it back?
Yeah, because she was going... She was going... Obviously, my partner's white, innit? Yeah.
Yeah.
So, she... She went full Karen mode, yeah?
I didn't even say it. Yeah, normally you could just do the acting like, oh, you got the order wrong, they just refund you the peas or something.
Yeah, no, but she was in the house going like this.
It's the principality.
No, it's the one. Sad. She was going, thank you, Zane. It's the principle. It's the principle, yeah? This is what we ordered. Granted, you paid, but this is the principle. Yeah.
It's the principle.
So she took the fucking bag.
You couldn't eat it though. Like, huh? Obviously, because normally if you're going to say something back, you take the full order.
I blinked. My stepdaughter already boxed the Big Mac meal. Yeah. When did this girl start eating Big Mac meals? Yeah.
Oh, she laced it already.
She laced it already. Yeah. I said, so what are you going to take? So I said to her, when you get there, yeah, be like, fat, you need to cook the whole order from scratch again.
Yeah,
because now everything's messed up.
Mm.
She goes to McDonald's and comes back now and she goes, yeah. She comes back and she had brand new drinks in her hand. She didn't take the drinks back.
Oh, wow.
I said, what happened? She went, yeah, they just cooked it all again. And they cooked the Big Mac again. Because the woman went, what happened to the Big Mac? And she, my missus goes, yeah, we didn't get that either.
Yo! Just a full new order. I didn't know you could. Obviously, I know you could go complain, but normally I thought they'll be like, "Oh, it's through the app, so they'll
now
be."
Now that's just to get your money back.
Yeah.
But if you've forgotten things, and I pull up and be like, "You've forgotten things," and now you got to cook it all again because this is cold. But anyway, she gets back now, yeah. And no, during that time when she was away, sorry.
Yeah.
Right, my stepdaughter goes to me, "How sticky is Blue Tack?"
What a curious question to ask, man.
And I went, pretty sticky still. Yeah. She goes, it can't stick to ice. And I went, nah, not ice. Anyway, I carry on doing what I'm doing. She carries on doing whatever she's doing. Two twos now, yeah. We've finished the food and whatnot. And she's sat like this, innit? And she goes, guys, I'm just going to the toilet. Me, oblivious to everything, yeah. Typical dad, innit? I'm just like, all right, cool story, innit?
Yeah, whatever, innit? Yeah.
My missus goes, why are you holding your head? She goes, and it's just blue tack.
In her hair, yeah? I don't know what was in the water that day, yeah? But my missus goes full Karen again, yeah? Not even Karen, just... I want to call this one full parent Karen, yeah? This is her. What are you doing? What are you doing? Why have you put that in your... Really? Are you really putting blue tack? Oh my God, I'm fuming. Why are you... Oh, and then basically she goes... I'm going to wash it out, yeah? She goes, you can't wash it out. You can't... This is me. You know, you just don't want to get a shot at that.
Yeah.
But like, you can get some ice. Maybe that's what she wants to do. Yeah, not the ice. You can get ice and like, make it hard. Pause and then like, pick it out, innit? She goes, no. No, Kazim, no. We're going to have to cut it out. I said, who's we, first of all?
Oh, the episode of Simpson, at Lisa gets the bubble gum in her hair. It's just mad things like mayonnaise, beeswax.
She cuts the strand of hair, yeah?
Yeah.
Now, this is where I come in now. So, I'm just gunning this girl the whole night. I'm gunning her. For like a good 2 hours, yeah?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm just doing all dead dad jokes, yeah? I'm like, I go, oh, your new nickname should be Blue Tack. She goes, really? I go, I don't think it's going to stick. All I'm doing, they're all just going over her head.
you're your own audience.
yeah, it's for you.
He's like, I'm killing this.
So you're my missus, I'm going like this. I don't think it's going to stick.
she laughed. She's still fuming.
She bust up at about 3 of them, but about at about joke 15, yeah, she was like, all right.
We get it.
Yeah. The funniest thing was, yeah, is like, my stepdaughter must have felt like an audience member that you pick on for no reason.
So she was like in the front row.
She just went upstairs. She was like, you guys keep making fun of me. And I was like, good.
So you had a walkout. You basically had a walkout.
And then I phoned her on FaceTime this morning. Because I was meant to laminate something at work for her, yeah? And I can't remember what I said, yeah? But I brought it up again. And she was just like, it's not funny.
She didn't business.
She's not businessing.
Oh, shit. But that's how they learn.
I love it. I love it, man. I love the tough love. But it's fun. But it's like, you got to build resilience, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's the thing.
Yes. She's going to go secondary school soon. Like, well, I say soon, but it's going to come.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Soon enough,
and
yeah.
When I bust jokes, yeah, my partner's always like, stop, it's mean, stop, it's mean. So but I want her to go to the playground and someone to say something to her. And she goes, you think that's bad?
That's light.
Come round for dinner.
Yeah.
You get gunned at the table, bro.
But you need that, as you say, man. You need that, especially. And kids are mean.
Oh, kids are horrible.
Some of the stuff is probably like
kids will find it insecure about you, but you didn't know you had.
My goodness. I started calling her. I probably got to bleep this bit out because I don't say her name. But I started calling her Lani, Salami, everything. Yeah,
the clap, so you know when to cut it out.
That would all be synced up anyway.
I see.
Yeah. I just do the sound. Cool. I started calling her all them. I got. When her hair's out, I start calling her a hot fuzz.
Oh. So there's nothing she should go to school and be surprised at. But
she warmed to that name.
Oh, she likes it now.
She likes it.
Oh, that's the way to take a sting out of an insult, innit? Where you like embrace it or whatever.
Yeah, it's just interesting because like...
I call her Big Ed number 2.
See, I always call my daughter Big Ed.
Yeah, he's Big Ed number 3.
My... Gnome doesn't like the fact that I keep on calling our daughter annoying, right?
Yeah.
But I'm saying it in an affectionate way. I don't actually ever say it when I'm really annoyed. It's when she'll do something like she'll just like nuzzle her face into the back of my leg so I can't actually move.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, like, Zayn, you can't watch. It's like, this chart, you're so annoying, man, while laughing. And
you
pick her up. Mm. And then she's like, oh, you need to stop saying annoying. I go, no, because if I say it like this, then, you know, she ends up thinking, you know, it's just playful and stuff. And then she ends up being, you know, like me. Just annoyed and think it's a good time. She goes, I don't want it to be like
Yo!
Whoa!
Wait a minute.
Nah, because she... Nobody finds me so annoying.
Same. Not that now. That, first being annoying, but
yeah, but no, but that annoying is annoying. As you say, you use the term affectionate, but in like a romantic sense. That's what girls typically say to someone they're between. It's like, you're annoying. Oh my god.
No, she finds me like grating.
Yeah, like, I feel you on that.
Yeah,
one.
She finds that's like, hilarious. Like she literally says, "Oh, you have other like positives, which outweighs." How annoyed you are. Like, that's the thing. It's not like she doesn't find the annoying endearing. It's like, no, you're annoyed, and she hates it when me and my sister get together. Because she goes, your sister's actually not annoying. But when you two are together, she goes, it's unbearable. She goes, it's actually unbearable. It's unbearable. And when she comes to like my mum's house, it'll be my mum and my niece, so my sister's daughter, kind of in the middle, kind of find half the things we say funny, half the things just like, and then it's my wife and my brother who literally just sat down at the other end of the table. It's like, the fuck is wrong with these two?
Well, you and your sister quite similar in that, like,
we just feed off each other.
Oh, okay. You amp each other up.
Yeah, exactly. It's just silly accents, messing around, repeating a joke and stuff. Like, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I feel you, man. Like, my missus hates me. She hates me. It got to the point where I was telling her, like, no, you need to see how I treat the people I don't like, because this is what I do to the people I do like. I'm just winding them up, I'm annoying and all that. So it was like I had to show her how like I interact with my mum, my friends, and then so get back in the car and be like, see? It's not just you. You think I got this vendetta out against you?
But is she only not finding this out now, or is it more something that, you know, she knew, but it's just reinforced because now you're in close proximity?
I don't know. Like, I do this thing in bed, and I know it winds her up, and I do it on purpose, right? And I always go to her, if you don't give me the reaction, I don't do it. But you react every time. Right?
You even give her the cheat code.
Give
her
the cheat code.
Oh, yeah. And you even let them know. And stop reacting.
I'm also like, you're good 7 years older than me, right? So I'm like, you can't, how are you getting rumbled? So I do this thing where I lay in bed, It's so dumb. And I just pretty much like look at the ceiling like I see something on the ceiling. And she's like, what are you looking at? What are you looking at? What is it? And I'm just like this. Just looking at the ceiling.
Why can't she look at the ceiling too to delineate what is there? Like, wouldn't that solve this?
She'll go, what is it? And I don't say a word. I just look at this. I look in the corners and everything like that.
That is hilarious.
Every night without fail, I do that, bro. She gets pissed off.
I was knowing my missus just by whispering what she should do behind her. So she was making herself a drink. I was like,
You're a serial killer.
That's a good one. Hey, do you mind if I use that?
You're a serial killer.
She's like, shut up. I was like,
the only difference, right, is that, like, I'm just going back to your material. My girl's from Essex. So I shouldn't be too worried. Right?
She should have the banter.
To your own words,
That is funny.
Your wife's from Halston. Yeah. I've been there.
My own experience of Halston.
I've never walked so fast in my life.
For some reason, 16th party, but it was an all night party.
No, what the fuck all night party. Doing?
I don't know. Obviously, clearly, Halston knew place that didn't give a fuck about the license.
I would have said, I'm washing my hair. I can't make it.
Bruh. One of my good friends said, pajama party. One of these pajama parties. So everyone's, girls could be in lingerie, all that type of stuff. And waiting to get inside the venue, on the opposite side was some chicken and chip shop. And the youths were just outside beating anyone that just walked past them. So any two random guys would beat them, took their money. And I'm thinking, are they doing this to intimidate us? Or I don't understand the dynamic, but this road kept us safe and keeping us on this side kept us safe and went inside. And I hate parties where I don't feel comfortable, because you can't whine and feel comfortable because you're always thinking, right, it's gonna be a ruckus. The party was lit though.
Mad that you're in pajamas and don't feel comfortable.
Exactly. That's when you should be getting ready for bed. You should let all your inhibitions go. You should just feel so relaxed and stuff. But that was my only experience at Halston.
Back to what you were saying, my last one that I like to do, right, is just say, just start talking to me about your day.
So that today I was at work.
Work.
Fucking irritant. That's fucking irritant.
Does your missus just like you?
No.
What's going on? I don't get it.
She does find me annoying. Like, I think, but it'll be normal stuff. Like, I'll be like, she hates me farting in bed. She can't stand it.
Yeah.
Like, just random stuff like that. But in terms of like day to day.
She actually likes you as the person.
She really does, man. Like, during the pod, I'm going to think to see if there's anything that I do which really grates her.
What do your partners do that winds you up?
She will call my name.
Look how quick that
was. No. She will call my name, but she doesn't change the tone of how she calls my name.
Right.
It could be anything.
Right.
It could be, it's Michael. And I'm like, what? So I'm always thinking it's an emergency, but sometimes it'll be like, can you just get my phone, my charger from upstairs? I'm like, don't call my name with some emphasis for a fucking charger, bro. I'm thinking it's an emergency. That pisses me off. She doesn't change it. It's like, Michael, I'm like, what the fuck? Like, what is it, cuz? What is it?
We don't have a high chair.
At least, like, just change it. If it's not that deep, hey, Michael, what's up? Hey, babe, or whatever. It's I'm always like, yo. Because sometimes she's scared of insects, isn't it? So it could be like, kill a spider. Then you think, the way she screams, you think it's some tarantula that's come that's the size of the door. You can't. I can barely even see the thing that I'm trying to kill in it. So it's just stuff like that. She don't change how she doesn't pitch it appropriately.
Do you know what she does to annoy? Actually, no. It's completely unfair. She just has like proper black people hay fever. So she's full.
No, but that's fair. That is fair, and it's also fair that you don't like
her. so she literally just, and she can't help it. She's just.
I can imagine the face I had.
It's so annoying because you literally. It doesn't matter what.
The fuck is
It doesn't matter what time of day. Where is it? So she's like, you don't understand. She's like, you don't understand. It's like.
That is wild.
And these days, five things, noises annoy her, right?
Okay.
So I was like, the hypocrisy in this moment, because if the shoe was on the other foot, you would tell me, find a way of fixing that.
Sort out your allergies. Yeah.
Fix that. Like, she'd be like, go to the doctors and get your allergies fixed permanently. Stop that noise. That's what it'd be if the shoe was on the other foot.
Funny, cuz.
But yeah.
It's telling someone to fix their allergies. Don't have asthma.
Fix that.
Breathe properly.
For me, yeah, it's a bit similar to you, yeah?
Yeah.
So she'll call my name.
Mm.
But the space left in between calling my name.
As she says something.
And like her like escalating it is like 0.01 seconds, right?
Oh, it's absolutely. Like, all right,
Kazim, hello. or don't be like maybe a longer. Don't be a longer girl. She'd be like, "What do you want for dinner?" And I'd be like, "And then she'd be like, what do you want?"
So she's urgent. She just wants
urgent.
Her. Yeah.
And the other thing is like. It's gonna sound mad. It's not mad, yeah.
Let's hear it.
Don't be concerned for me. Yeah. Right. She hits me.
Oh no! I know.
I didn't like what like slaps your shoulder or like punches your arm here and there.
Punches me, yeah.
you sound so desperate when you said punches.
No,
me.
Yeah, no, it doesn't sound like that. Yeah, but it's like obviously it's playful, isn't it? But I'm like
that's how it starts.
But I'm always, I'm always going to it like, you're violent.
Yeah,
you're actually violent. Yeah, so like. Shoot. So I don't like to be tapped in it. Like very sensory stuff. I don't like to be tapped. I don't like to be stroked.
Right.
I don't like to be like, even if we're holding hands, don't do that thing on my phone.
Oh, the right.
I feel like
thing.
I can feel it. Like,
okay,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I can feel it, but like, I'm like, what the fuck are you doing, man? Okay,
yeah.
Just sit still. So
you will struggle in prison, boy.
So
he was the maddest man of the week.
Hey, what? Hey, what?
Another cellmate dead. So what happened? He was just moving his thumb.
If you hold hands and you do this kind of thing.
He was in his own bed just doing that.
No. Like, if you do that to yourself, I don't care.
He's on the bunk above because he was like, stop moving your thumbs, man.
No.
Just like, but how can you see me moving my thumbs? No, he's like, stop. I can hear that.
I can feel it, cuz. I can feel it. Remove that thumb one more time, cuz. It'll be the last time you do that. What?
Listen.
Fam. No cellmate lasts more than 2 weeks of me.
It's not. It's on me. But she'll do this year, so she'll tap me.
Yeah.
So she'll go, in it, and I'll go.
Yeah, because
I'm. And I go. So we do this thing here where we talk to each other like we're about to fight.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I go, don't fucking tap me again. Tap me again, I'll swear down. I'll see what fucking happens to you. But we do that low level so the kids can't hear. So sometimes I whisper in there like, so fucking do that again. I'll fucking swear down. You know who the fuck I am on the road. And then she'll go, that's not tapping you. This is tapping you. And then do it again, and I'm like, so you want to die?
You want to catch life?
Yeah. I think that should be a new section. Bringing the like
partner grievances.
Yeah, partner grievances.
Yeah,
That was quite fun.
Yeah, felt good. Felt good.
Oh, my shoulders.
But yeah, we could get back on track, man. Obviously, it's a few weeks old now, but you know, but it's still news. Obviously, man like Robert De Niro, 79.
Yes.
Busting out another U.
Jesus.
I think this is the seventh U he's busting out.
Yeah, seven.
So he's letting it rip, man. 79. Obviously, my man, I don't know how old his partner is. Rumors is his wife, who's about 64. So
And black,
shout out.
No, this is a different woman. Who's,
Yeah,
yeah, this is... So he's had like three previous partners. They've all been black.
Yeah.
And this woman...
And then the mafia said no more.
They said, stop this rap, Bobby.
You want to be out there?
Bobby!
With these moolies, man. These fucking moolies.
That's such a wild bit of racism. Like, you know what, do you know what moolie actually means?
It's nah, like, it's like
a mouliard, which is like an Italian word for aubergine.
Lazy racism.
Just the colour of the aubergine.
Lazy racism. Lazy.
Just calling us aubergines.
These fucking moolies.
These moolies. It's
like, get the fuck out of here.
But yeah, man. Yeah, 79 knocking out another kid. So I guess it's two questions, isn't it?
Yeah.
What is an irresponsible age to become a parent, a dad?
12.
A
dad?
12. And when you done? When you...
Wait, yeah. When do you quit? Call it quits?
And get the...
I don't think I'm ever getting that done.
Have you ever get the...
Nah.
What? So you're just happy to shoot?
Hey, man. It's God's will.
Damn! God, dude!
Damn! You're going to be out like Boris Johnson.
Yeah, he's got another kid on the way, isn't it?
Yeah, eight.
Another one.
Eight.
Yeah. Eight on the way.
Shout out, Boris.
He be shooting. So, 79 Robert De Niro... You know what? Because Mick Jagger came a father not so long ago.
Yeah.
At 77.
Jesus.
So yeah, these old rockers, these old dons are still shooting. I think 60 and above is irresponsible.
Listen, if you bust a kid out in your 70s, yeah, just got to look at it like, I ain't going to have to pay for it for too long.
Is that you see?
Yeah, no, you if you take the kid to secondary school, you've done well. But it's like... Granted, but the trauma.
Like at 79, I'd be like, I'm probably gonna be here long enough to get you a high chair.
Well, yeah, 6 months at least. Come on, otherwise that's a terminal diagnosis. That's crazy.
Yeah, because you're 79, you ain't waking up with that kid's crying.
You might not wake up at all.
He's asleep all the way through that. That kid's crawling towards danger. You're just like, oh well.
Yeah, who's running after that kid?
Isn't it?
We saw how he moved in The Irishman. It was stale.
No
matter CGI in this day and age could have made them knees work.
Literally, you'll just see your kid in the park, you'll see some mad dog off the leash running, just like...
Or a paedophile, what'd you do?
Yeah, and
make a crazy noise.
You just like...
You push your fucking... your fucking panic thing for when you fall over. Have you fallen over? No. My son's been taken into a van. call Liam Neeson.
Yeah,
if it helps, he's a black bastard.
I'll be on my way.
But yeah, I just think that 79's like wild. I mean, look, if you're not, I guess if you're 79, you're not going to be rubbering up though, are you?
I think at 79, it's the thing as well where it's like, you know, like when you say, oh, like you meet someone's granddad and they say things like coloured and stuff like
yeah.
that. And you go, it's granddad, and you're like, oh, yeah, they're that old. They don't give a fuck anymore.
Yeah.
Mm. Maybe he just don't give a fuck. He's like, yeah, nah. I did.
He can afford it. That's the thing. He can afford it. He could probably get full-time nanny and all that type of stuff.
Yeah, money's not a thing.
Yeah, money's not a
thing. My thing is just how long is he going to be around to see the kid? Emotionally.
Literally, at best, obviously, some people, I think at best 11 years. I don't know his health. Yeah. He could be in tip-top shape, all that type of stuff. But
his kid could get to know him from his movies.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got a legacy.
Yeah, he's going to his kids and be like, who the fuck is this young guy? And he's like, that's your father.
That's your dad, actually. Damn, we actually look
back in the 80s.
Back, yeah. Even 60s, 70s. Yeah. That, yo!
So he wasn't born with those wrinkles, mad.
No. And it's one of those ones, yeah.
The 80s, when was that?
It's one of those Bam. Ones. You know when someone tells you their family members died?
Yeah.
And then it's like, their age depends on how tragic. The story. Oh,
100%.
That means it's like, oh, my friend died. It's like, oh, how was your friend?
Don't even say your friend. Sorry. Say the queen.
Yeah.
Because that was the maddest one.
Yeah, people say, oh. I was like, how old is she? They're like, 97. I was like, well, come on, guys.
She had a
very old lady died of old age.
The queen.
But it's the queen, though.
The queen's. This is how old the queen is. Her coronation was before my mum was born, and my mum is a pension.
Fuck me.
This woman is old.
Yeah, she was old, man. Facts.
And this is what I'm saying. Just like, so his kid's going to be in the playground, like, and they're like, oh, like, my dad died. It's like, oh, that's so sad. How old's your dad? He's like 86. It's like,
duh.
They're like, well, yeah, well, that's what happens when you get to those ages, bro.
I grew up without a dad. Why? He was really old.
He was old.
All right, man. So he went in prison.
Now listen to my mixtape.
He's old as fuck.
Yeah. The sympathy's capped if he's old compared to dead or in prison.
Exactly.
You know, that's not the sub story we care about. That's it.
Yeah, that's the thing.
You know, your dad was just irresponsible. That's why he's dead.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you shoot in too late.
Yeah. So for me, I don't know what the definitive age is, but I don't know. I think you should give your...
Before was classed as midlife.
Midlife changed, but yeah, 50, I think 50 having a kid is like, all right, you do your thing, but all right, though.
You can have a wealth of knowledge, though.
All right, I mean, 50's all right.
Yeah, because when the kid's 20, you're 70, so you're still about...
Yeah,
and then
you should feasibly make it to the kid's 30. And your kid,
yeah, 80, yeah, because life expectancy is
30, 80, 30's 80, not a nice age 82. To lose a parent, but you've just known them for 30 years, like, it's not terrible.
Yeah, that's true.
It's not good, but it's not... Lose them at 4.
But if you lose them at 4,
then you don't
know any difference. Yeah.
But then, yeah, you don't know any difference.
If, like, you know, touch wood. If I lost one of my parents now, I would be like, I'd be like finishing a book, like, just putting Harry Potter down, like, chapter 3. And being like, well, so what does Voldemort do? Did they get out the Chamber of Secrets? What happened to the stone?
All these unanswered questions.
Obviously, you know what I mean?
It's so much more of the story.
Yeah.
It's devastating, but at least they've left you on a position where you can fend for yourself.
Sorry.
So you know debts could be passed on too, so you make sure that...
Listen, you're forgetting that parent is Nigerian. What debt? We transferred that to a Tom Jones somewhere.
Oh my goodness.
It's not unusual to get debt from anyone.
But they can transfer debt, so hopefully not. But you know, but I think you've left you in a position where, you know, you're fully mature adult and you're on your own thing, innit? But it'll be devastating nonetheless, because I guess, because you don't expect it, especially if they're healthy and stuff like that. Yeah.
And for us now, it'd be like, oh, there's a grandparent gone.
Oh, 100%.
That your kid. So not necessarily maybe us, but you have to then be like, relay to your kid, like, this is what they were like, and this is what they were
100%. Yeah. That's something I sort of missed out on, because I, obviously my folks had us here, and obviously my grandparents were back in Nige, but I never knew my...
Who's Nige?
Nigel.
So I never met
I thought you meant they were in someone called Nigel.
That's like Gary. Who's Gary? No, I'm eating it. Who's that? Yeah. Who's that? No, so
the someone's got a full bit about Gary and Nigel.
Gary and
here he is.
Here he is. But yeah, I never met my maternal grandfather. He passed young before I was born. Yeah. So I never met him. So I never had same thing you're talking about.
Both my granddads died before I was born.
So I never met them, never had that experience. So I kind of be envious of the kids in school. I'm going to Manhattan's, I'm going to this guy. I never had that. Obviously they were all back in Nigel. So I never had that sort of experience of going to grandparents, spending the day with grandparents or which obviously when you compare yourself to your friends, oh, I would have loved that. But, you know, circumstances dictate otherwise. So it's something that I would like to... I'm grateful that my son right now, fortunately, does have...
Does he have all four?
All four.
Oh, nice. All That's a complete four. Set.
So I just hope he can...
What?
Said it like with Monopoly or something.
It is.
Well, hotels everywhere.
He's got the complete set, man.
So I just hopefully for him, for as long as, God willing, they're all well in life, that he can grow up in that. So you can have those days where you're going to granddad's house and, you know, granddad can...
I think you're talking about grandparents. Robert there is a parent.
The grandparents are long gone.
Grandparents are dust.
Mate, his grandparents are in black and white.
his grandparents knew Jesus.
There's no colour image.
They're the fucking Paul Bearer Erd.
Bro.
Yeah.
His grandparents, bro. Fuck yeah. No, they've been dug up and reburied. That's what happens after 100 years, you know that?
Yeah, I wouldn't want to with cemetery.
Turf you after 100 years.
Because I'm thinking, all of you that was alive.
They can turf you, yeah.
Where do their body go? Because, like, it's someone that died in 1856.
They become Ashkash.
Boy. Because I'm thinking, boy, like, we must be running out of space. It's crazy. But that son of Robert De Niro's had, he better ask for no extended relative. You better have your parents are still here.
That's nice as well, because all his siblings are full blood clot adults.
And they must get the best gifts.
They must just see the next one pop out and be like, this fucking inheritance. Unless, going chopped down, fam.
Depending on dynamics, though, it might be a thing of you end up with like a kind of half parent, half sibling type of dynamic.
If you're 100%. Yeah.
Because I've seen that before. Like, I remember my friend's mum, and then she had an older sister who was like,
that was
me.
No, that was you, bro.
Yeah, and then she had an older sister who's like, like, who's like 13 years older than the mum. But he used to call her Nan, even though it was technically his auntie and stuff. So I guess that can kind of happen.
Easy.
I've seen that happen before as well, where it was like sibling mum kind of situation. Do you guys remember that episode of EastEnders?
Oh,
my mum.
Yes, I am. Legendary. Shout out Zoe. Shout out Kat. Legendary.
Kat still has the best line from EastEnders. I wasn't just a slag. I was a total slag.
Sign me up.
Shout out Kat Slater. Oh, my goodness. Slater. Fantastic.
Sign me up. Kat Slater, if you happen to be watching this, I'll give you an Alfie Moon, mate. Which one's my camera?
But you guys know, so you say you wouldn't get a vasectomy, you wouldn't get the snip. So whenever you're done,
just face
whatever.
Jesus Christ. So, they're so disappointing.
I don't know what this. Sometimes I think, are we like a mature parenting pod? Like, we bust jokes, then we just.
I just like to have fun, man.
Then that just comes with face shots.
I just like to have fun. Life is too stressful. People having kids at 79, people ain't got high chairs. You know, it's just.
You're the same sentence.
Let's have fun, man. To say wild shit, man. I don't
want to
work. I don't want to work on, like, fucking. Nah, I'm not going to say it because it will sound like a shot. I don't want to present BGT, you get me? Yeah, so I don't need this portfolio.
Okay. You don't give a damn.
So I'll find it. If I get a presenting job, it'll be one where I can be myself and I could just say wild shit.
Oh, I want to sell out and sanitize myself. I want to do like Sunday Kitchen.
No.
Hi guys, we're gonna make a mushroom risotto today. We've got four top guests. We got top selling author. Yeah, that's me. That
10 seconds in, I would already go. When someone goes, we're gonna make a mushroom risotto.
And then when people come and see my tour show, then people come and see my tour show. Like, wow, this is different.
That is, you know what?
This is different than what we expected.
It's like people followed me after that whole Boy George thing.
Yeah,
I put on Twitter, and they're like his fans, and I'm like, just highly likely.
Yeah,
if you're a fan of Boy George, what I tweet may not be of your interest. And as the day to go by, it's just my followers just
drop it,
as they've realised. Why do we follow this guy?
Where's the Boy George content?
If you're not going to get none from me, I'm talking about football, racism in Spain, whatever. Like, what I'm going to talk about is not going to be probably to your
liking. Michael's doing on Twitter, yeah, is finding any way he can put the word egregious in a tweet.
Oh, so yeah, many times I've seen you use that word, yeah? That's what I said. Like, I thought that LeBron, that's my second favourite word. That's
egregious.
My second favorite.
What's your first word?
And it's always around some fucking dilemma with you doctors.
Yeah, that's me. So then I've got my...
God never uses it for us.
Egregious, yeah, because I'm annoyed. I want you to know that I'm very annoyed, but it's succinctly. Very succinctly. But get a presenting gig, man.
But yeah, before...
No, but I'd like to present something like...
What, Grand Gala?
Like, let's say, something like, you know, like Jimmy Carr does Countdown or something like that.
What, panel shit?
No, but somewhere that's like, it's late night and you can you can say some dumb stuff.
Give me the one show, mate. Hi guys, welcome.
The most bland show there is. Or they like you can. You have to be
the
so
thing is,
straight.
I could do it. Like I know I had the
capability
to do it.
I want little cards in my hands.
But I don't
want
to do it.
I want little cards in my hands.
I respect it.
Laughter.
Because you know what I would do? I'll go in there and mock it.
But then that could be funny. Like, obviously, if you're a guest, it'll be funny. I don't know if they'll want
that. Yeah, bring me up. Like that's what I would love to do. Is like guest on loads of different shows,
and then like pop and come,
and then like present something, like and then be like to Channel 4. Like, or whatever. Now, this is the show that I'm thinking of. And then pitch it to them and be like, yeah, you got it. And then, like, present my own show. No.
That's why people say, this is not my idea, but people say on social media, you should, like, you're basically practicing for the job you want or advertising yourself for the job you want. So content you make should be advertising for a job you want. So if you want a presenting job, to do something presentatory.
Well, that's why I did that game show that I was meant to do every month. Did you see when I did the game show?
No, I've only seen your sketches with Joe.
So, like, last year I did a game show called Don't Be a Waste Man. And it was on Instagram Live.
Right.
You came on and I asked you just, like, a quiz question. And you had 10 seconds or something like that. I can't remember. It was 10 seconds to answer. And if you didn't answer, no chat after that, you just got locked off. And you were a waste man.
Mm.
Right? And then the people progressed, they got to the final, and I can't remember this guy's name, but he won, and I sent him £100.
Oh, nice.
That's lit, man. You actually sent him a prize.
Like, because when you share your live with people, it tells their followers.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
So then, like, I then curated some followers.
You from there, collaboration and stuff like that. I like that.
So I'm thinking about bringing it back.
Do, man. If you want to do something, do it. That's my motto. So you're no vasectomy. You're shooting in the face.
Yeah,
Darren, what about you?
Generally discussed it. Generally discussed vasectomies and stuff. I was like more like, I'll get it done because I don't want any more kids. And that's the only way you
doesn't
can
always
guarantee.
Take.
Huh?
Doesn't always take.
And then, I can't remember Naomi was saying that she watched, what's she watching? She was watching bloody Rio Ferdinand, the Gay Ferdinand program.
Yeah, she's documentary.
Going, she goes, I always used to think that if I died, I'd be like, Darren should just like firm it with the two kids and not move on. And then she goes, now I'm watching them, she's like, I can see the merit of actually having like kids with that person and then having a blended family.
Yeah.
Especially if like the previous like person's like passed away.
So
she's saying like, so you shouldn't like cut off your ability to do that.
You can reverse stuff.
I was like, I gotta hear that.
So her logic was, in case I pass away, I still want him to.
Yeah,
that's true love, you know.
Yeah, she's
still looking out for you, even though to the detriment of. So that's what true love is. Because a lot of people
would haunt me.
What if you moved
just
on?
Just in general.
Like if you ever moved on.
No, if she dies, she'll haunt me.
Just regardless if you move
regardless,
on.
Regardless, yeah. But especially if.
But let's say you were at fault for, God forbid, yeah.
I don't know how the afterlife works, yeah. But so God's going to her. Here is heaven. Mm. Here is the gates of heaven. Look how pearly they are. Walk through and have a great
so
time.
So shining.
Have a great
lot
time.
Food, drink,
everything
vibes.
You wanted there. Yeah? Sweet. It's nice. Or just roam around the planet for a bit and just haunt Kazim.
That's what she would pick.
Who's your right? I want the haunt.
That's what she would pick. But I told her, like, no one's scared of you, so I'll just see you in the house and be like, shut the fuck up.
Imagine being so, like, thinking it would be so big and scary. Woo! Hey, shut like,
if
up,
you,
ghost.
If you jumped out as me as a ghost and you weren't, like, ghosty, you were just you in ghost form, I'd just be like, fucking, I thought you'd con.
Look at that, your fake green skin looking ass, man. Get out of here, man.
That was kind of funny.
My missus proposed vasectomy to me.
She what?
She said I should get one. I want 3 kids. She wants 2, and she's like, after the second one, she should get one. She wants me to get one.
I like because she wants 2.
She wants 2. She wants to be 2 and done. And then she's like,
that's a bad dynamic. You're just like, gun still loaded, baby.
Yeah, we're loading this bitch up, man. What are you talking about? You think I'm gonna self refer to get something done? I don't want to do. You crazy? You goddamn crazy? That ain't happening. But. Yeah. Let's go straight to listeners' questions because we're going to run out of time soon. So
shall we skip listeners' questions this week?
Yeah, let's do it, man. I'm easily convinced.
Skip it this week.
We're going to come to that question next week. So thank you for sending that in. We'll come to it. So that has been another episode of Late Night and Wet Wipes. I've been Mike Crackadiri. To my left, that has been...
Sorry.
You know, I'm trying to give it like an energetic outro.
Thing about TV is you can do takes. Run it again, Michael. Let's go.
All right, let's do that again. So that's been another episode of Late Nights and Wet Wipes. I've been your co-host, Mike Crackadiri. To my left, that has been fucking dickhead. Hey, forget him, man. Forget him. No outro. Darren, say your name. Say your name. All right, bye. 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 Bye.
Looks like a hard dick. Oh, yeah.